Shabbos per Gimel, Mishnah Dalad 3-4, Maisa. Now, Maisa means an event that actually occurred, and it typically comes in the Mishnah to bring a proof of a story that is consistent with what was said in the previous Mishnah. In fact, in the Gemara, in the Bavli, so this Mishnah is not broken up. In other words, what we said in the previous Mishnah, referring to using sand to heat the egg, is directly followed by the word Maisa in the same Mishnah. Here it's broken with two Mishnayos, but still, we're going to now be reflecting back on what we said in the previous Mishnah, and we're going to say a following story. Maisa sha'asu anshe Tveria. The people of Tveria once did the following stunt. Vehiviu silon shel tzonen letoch ame shel chamen. Tveria is famous for having hot springs. And the hot springs, of course, are great because they stay warm all year round. They tend to be sort of a little bit stinky and gross, as all hot springs tend to be. So what the people of Tveria did is they said, listen, let's make a mikvah of clear, fresh water from the Kinneret. We'll take a pipe, we'll run the pipe through the hot water of the Chamei Tveria, of the Tveria hot springs, and that will allow the cold water coming from the Kinneret, Lake Kinneret, to be warmed up, and now we can fill a mikvah with clean, fresh, warm water. Brilliant. And since we're not using a fire to cook it up, it seems like it should be okay. So that's what it says here again. Maisa, it happened. She'asu anshei Tveria, the men of Tveria did the following story. Vehiviu silon shel tzonen. They took a pipe of tzonen, of cold water, letoch ama shel chamen, and they put it through a little river or conduit of hot water that was coming from the hot springs. And then they filled up, let's say, a mikvah with that now warm, clean, fresh water. However, v'amru lehen chachamim, the rabbis who observed this contraption, said, im b'shabbos, if we're talking about Shabbos, that you want to use this mikvah or this water, kacham shehuchum v'shabbos, it has the status of any other water that was heated, I mean like on a fire or whatever it is, or told of esh, on Shabbos. That being the case, asurin barachitza uvishtia, and that would mean you're not allowed to use this warm water that was heated on Shabbos for rechitza, for washing your body, meaning even the tiniest bit, you can't wash one finger with it because you're benefiting from something that was heated on Shabbos, and the rule is you'd have to wait b'chdei shiyasu, as long as it takes after Shabbos to heat up water that amount. So you can't get any benefit even for one little tiny bit of washing your hands or face, feet, etc. Uvashtia, it's also forbidden to drink from that water because you can't drink from water that was heated on Shabbos, and you'd have to wait. Meaning they're treating this as being regularly heated Shabbos water. Uvi Yom Tov, and we're talking about a case of Yom Tov, so then the water is kechamen shechochmu b'Yom Tov, has the status of any other water which was heated on Yom Tov. Now the rule is, you are yes allowed to boil water on Yom Tov, as long as you have the fire from before. And that being the case, you would be allowed to drink this water, but the rule is that we don't heat water for bathing on Yom Tov. The reason why is because, for Ashkenazim, according to Tosfos, the reason why is because that would be an Isra Doraisa, in fact, of simply, although there's a rule of Matoch, which says that since certain things are permitted on Yom Tov, so then everything like that is permitted on Yom Tov, so that means that you can carry on Yom Tov since you need to be, let me take a step back, I'm sorry. The rules of Yom Tov, in terms of the halachas, are a little more lenient than the rules of Shabbos because one is allowed to prepare food on Yom Tov. So things that are for food prep, like for example cooking, or let's say carrying, are permitted on Yom Tov, while they're forbidden on Shabbos. The rule is that since they permitted it, the Torah permits it in general, the rabbi didn't forbid it, even if you're not doing it specifically for cooking purposes. But that's true, and so that means, for example, a person now can sort of carry on Yom Tov. You can carry your shofar to shul on Yom Tov, it's not a problem. However, there are still certain restrictions on, according to Tosfos, on cooking water, if you're cooking it not for the sake of consuming it, but for the sake of bathing in it. And the reason why is because the Matoch principle, according to Tosfos, only allows one to do things that are shav l'chol nefesh, that the purpose for which you're doing this cooking on Shabbos isn't stam just to do work on Shabbos, but you do something which everyone needs on Yom Tov. is the kind of thing that everyone needs on Yom Tov. So everyone needs to eat on Yom Tov, so therefore all eating type things are permitted. Drinking hot water permitted. As far as bathing goes, Tosfos understood that bathing is not the kind of thing people need to do every day, and therefore, and even that they do every day. And that being the case, one would not be allowed to heat water on a Yom Tov. If one did, for the sake of bathing, he'd be over in Isra Doraisa. And therefore, the halacha would be according to Tosfos, even halacha lamaisa for Ashkenazim, is even water that was heated before Yom Tov cannot be used for showering on Yom Tov. And that's a din to Rabbanan, unless one come to cook and heat the water on Yom Tov proper. For the record, the Rambam is more lenient. The Rambam says that in fact one could heat water for bathing on Yom Tov, midoraisa, just midorabbanan. We don't do that because lest one come to use a bathhouse and there's restrictions on bathing in a bathhouse, etc. And therefore, the Rambam would hold that before Yom Tov, if the water was heated, one could use that water, the hot water, for bathing on Yom Tov, and that would be the halacha for Sephardim, lamaisa. Okay, anyways, so back to here, we're saying that if you use this contraption, the Tveria contraption of heating the cold water by running it through the little river or conduit of hot Tveria water, so on Yom Tov, so that would be like heating it on Yom Tov, which means it's permitted to drink, because you can cook water to drink on Yom Tov, no problem, but you can't use it for bathing, and according to, I'll explain now, bathing, this restriction is you could use hot water for bathing, washing your hands or feet or face, because that's something that everyone does every day. And therefore would be permitted. But washing the rest of your body, meaning your whole body, that would not be allowed. That's what the Mishnah here is saying, that it's like chamin, like hot water, shehuchm b'yom tov, that was heated on Yom Tov, and therefore it's asurin b'rechitza, one couldn't wash his whole body with that hot water. But you could wash one part of your body at a time, or your hands, your feet, or your face, etc. Okay. And mutarim b'shtia, and one could drink that water. So, and the men of Tveria relented, they followed the Pesach of the Rabbanan and the Chachamim, and that being the case, they dismantled their contraption of heating Kinneret water on Shabbos or Yom Tov by running it through the Chamei Tveria. Now, just reflecting back for a second, what is the problem here? What is the problem with running the cold water through the hot water? So, a simple understanding would be that this hot water, like the Chachamim, is... this hot water is heated, preheated, and like we said in the previous Mishnah, and that's why it says Maisa, it's reflecting the previous Mishnah, we're saying you can't use preheated things to cook on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So, although it may not be heated by a fire, the same way the rabbi said you can't use preheated by the sun frying pans and handkerchiefs, even though it's not heated by a fire necessarily, because people get confused, so too you can't use preheated water for heating things, even if it wasn't heated by a fire, because people will come to get confused and use hot water that was heated by a fire to cook on Shabbos or Yom Tov. I should say on Shabbos, or for heating for bathing on Yom Tov. That's straightforward. Now, according to Biosi, who said that if you didn't heat it by fire, the tolda is permitted to use as a heat source. The question is, according to Biosi, how do you understand the story of the Chamei Tveria that it's prohibited for using that hot water to heat up this cold water when it's not over a fire? Or heated by a fire. So, either you'll say that the issue is simply one of hatmana. Hatmana is something totally different. Hatmana is insulation. So, the same way that it started out by saying in the previous Mishnah, you, according to that one pshat, you can't insert the egg into the hot sand, because it's like hatmana, it's like insulation with something that could be mistaken later on for a mosef hevel, for something that adds heat, like the remet, the embers. So, too, you cannot insulate your cold water in the hot water, pipe, which would be similar, and therefore, according to the first approach, the Amoraim and the Gemara about Rabbi Yossi, why he agrees that you can't put eggs in the previous mission into hot sand, he would say the same thing: you can't put cold water into hot water because it's insulation. According to the other opinion that we brought in the Gemara, from the Gemara, why Rabbi Yossi agrees you can't put eggs in sand, hot sand, on Shabbos, even though he doesn't have a problem with toldo of chama, preheated by the sun things. So the other pshat was, the issue was digging the sand itself. According to Rashi, the issue was digging in your backyard. According to Tosos, one pshat was it was the issue of muktza. That, of course, has no relevance to the water pipes. There's no digging, there's no muktza issue. So then what we'd have to say is that Rabbi Yossi holds that this water that was heated the hot water of the Chamei Tiberia, the Tiberia hot spring water, has a status of Tolda of Eish, that it's considered to be like a fire derivative. The way the Gemara puts it, these, the waters that are heated in Chamei Tiberia, the hot springs, pass by the fires of Gehenna. So it is fire that heats it up. The inside of the earth is, we know this geothermal heat, like inside a volcano that gets released there. There's beneath the ground is hotter. There's magma beneath there and so on, you know, melted rock, etc. So Rabbi Yossi is understanding that, that what goes inside the earth either literally is fire or has the status equivalent to fire and is therefore something that's heated by that geothermal heating is considered to be a tolda of Eish and would be forbidden. Okay, fine. The halacha again follows the chachamim, so the whole thing is a non-starter. According to chachamim in the previous Mishnah, even anything that's heated, whether tolda of chama or tolda of Eish, anything that's preheated, or the water in this case of our Mishnah, would be forbidden as a heat source, so therefore it's straightforward. One couldn't do this Tiberia hot spring trick. Okay, the Mishnah's not done. The Mishnah has a whole new topic here, whatever, I mean, a new paragraph, if you will. We're going to talk about now two particular containers that were used for keeping water warm. Think of it like as like a thermos, if you will. So, of course, they didn't have real thermoses. They couldn't make vacuums back then. So what did they do? They would have a container filled with water, and then they would use supplemental coals added to the container to keep the water warm. So you have two methods here. You have like coals on the outside, like a little pouch on the outside of the container, which has hot coals, which will add heat. And you have sort of like a double bottomed, or like a fake bottomed container, where the top part is a container for water, and the bottom part is a shelf where you can put hot coals, which will, of course, make the water much, much hotter. So according to Bartunra and most Rishonim here, what we're talking here is an issue of hatmana, of insulation. And we're speaking a bit out of turn, because we'll go back to the topic of hatmana in the next parak. But the rule is that one cannot insulate with something which is called a mosif hevel, something which adds heat to what you're taking off the fire, to the food. So the question is, if you remove the coals from these utensils, are they considered to be mosif hevel or not? So we have two utensils here. The first is called the muliar. Muliar is the one that's heated from the side, has a little pouch on the side for coals. And if you remove that, the coals from the side of the muliar, so then we say that it's not a mosif hevel, the heat diminishes, and you could therefore keep that hot water for use on Shabbos. Whereas the other utensil, called the antichi, which has this big base underneath where the coals go in, even if you rake it out, it's considered to be a mosif hevel. There's so much heat built up inside that container, and even if there might be little bits and pieces of, you know, of coal left in the bottom there, all adds the heat, which is stored inside the container, and therefore it's considered to be a mosif hevel, and therefore you can't use it on Shabbos because you can't insulate in such a container on Shabbos. That's what the bartender learns. Fine. And so the Mishnah says, now inside, muliar, if you have that muliar, the heated from the side version, hagaruf, and you've removed the coals, you raked out those coals from the side of the pouch that's keeping the muliar warm. So then shosim hemenu b'shabbos. You are, yes, allowed to drink that water on Shabbos, because we're not considering this to be a mosif hevel, just in a container, and that's fine. Antichi, on the other hand, if you have the coals at the bottom layer heating up the container of water above it, afal pisha grufa, even if you rake out those coals, still ein shosim hemenu, you can't use that antichi water on Shabbos for drinking, because it's considered to be insulated in a container, which is a mosif hevel, which is adding heat to the water because of all the heat stored up inside the bottom of the antichi. And that's what the bartender learns. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat, but because there's no real halacha l'maisa considerations, as far as I'm concerned, I will leave Tosfos' explanation out.